الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين، فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: القرآن حجة لك وعليك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, respected ulama, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Calling people to la ilaha illallah, the straight path, the sirati mustaqeem, without a doubt, is the most difficult of all work. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam conveyed the message of Allah, ya qawmi inni lakum nazeerun mubeen, an'ibudu allaha wa attaquhu wa asi'un. O my people, I am a plain warner to you. Worship Allah, fear Allah, be dutiful to Allah, and obey me. He conveyed this message day and night, bearing all difficulties and hardships for 950 years. Yeah, what does the Quran say? مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. A few believed, a handful brought iman, yet he spent 950 years, day and night, calling people to the Sirati Mustaqeem. Because this work is very difficult, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help the Prophet in their work, shows miracles. Whenever Allah wishes, He shows these miracles to the people these messengers are sent. He shows these miracles through His Prophet to assure the people that this person who is claiming to be a prophet truly is a prophet, and the message that he is conveying to the people, عُبُدُ اللَّهِ, worship Allah, truly is the message of Allah. Thus, different miracles were given to different prophets. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he broke the idols, his people decided to punish him. فَحَرِّكُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They were chanting. They gathered wood. A huge bonfire was made. When the fire became very hot, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown inside the fire. Allah, يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْضٌ وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. The creator of the fire ordered the fire, O fire, become peaceful and cool upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The speciality, the special feature of fire is that it burns. Put your hand inside the fire and your hand will burn. It is a special feature of fire. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam came out of the fire untouched, not a single mark on his body. This was a miracle from Allah, and this was the miracle of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam, also a prophet of Allah, was given a very sweet voice when he recited the book of Allah, Zabur. Because of his sweet voice, يُصَبِّحْنَ مَعَهُ وَالطَّيْرِ, all the birds, wherever they may be, when they heard Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam reciting the book of Allah, Zabur, they would come and gather near Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. And the birds and the mountains are of stone. Stone does not speak. The birds and the mountains, though of stone, would begin to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would begin to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this glorification, this praise, and this tasbih and tahmeed could be heard by all. وَأَلَنَّا لَوْ الْحَدِيثِ. Iron was made as soft as wax for him. All the different languages of the insects, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could speak, to the extent that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam could even communicate with the tree. Narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, كَانَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ سُلَيْمَانِ إِذَا صَلَّ رَأَى شَجَرَةً نَابِتَةً بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا فَيَسْأَلُهَا مَسْمُهُ. So whenever our Nabi, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, prayed, a tree would grow in front of him. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam would speak and ask the tree its name and the reason and the purpose of its creation. The tree would speak and inform Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam its name and the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the tree. To the extent that Nabiyuna Sulaiman alayhi salam could even speak with the ants and communicate with the ants. The Quran relates, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. Whenever Sulaiman alayhi salam marched towards a certain land, many armies would march with him. He ruled the entire world. Only four people have ever ruled the entire world, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam being one of them. His kingdom was equal to none other. Out of the four that ruled the entire world, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's kingdom could not be much and was not comparable. Whenever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam marched toward a certain land, many armies would march with him. An army of birds, an army of jinn, an army of men, an army of animals, all with perfect discipline, just like the armies today. It so happened that once Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam marched towards a certain land in which there was a great habitat of ants. One of the ants said to its fellow ants, "Udkhulu masakinakum." Quickly, quickly, enter your houses. Sulaiman and his armies are coming. يَحْصِمَنْ لَكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَمَ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They are not such people as to trample you to death, but it is possible through you may be crushed under their feet through unawareness. No man can hear the voice and the sound of an ant. How small is an ant? It is impossible to hear with the human ear the voice of an ant. Yet Nabiyyuna Sulaiman alayhi salam came to know of it. Allama Zamakhshari says that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this ant from a distance of 3 miles. Whilst Abu Ishaq al-Sa'labi says that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam said to this small ant, or little one, لِمَا حَزَّرْتِ النَّمْلِ. Why did you warn all the other ants? أَقِفْتِ غُلْمِ. Did you think that Sulaiman was going to oppress you? Do you not know that I am Sulaiman, the messenger of Allah, and a just man? Why did you say to the other ant, يَحْتِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ, that Sulaiman and his armies may trample you? The little one replied, يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ أَمَا سَمِئْتَ قَوْلِ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Did you not hear that I said وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, that Sulaiman and his armies will not trample you intentionally? It is possible because we are small, we may be crushed through unawareness. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled. This was a miracle that was given to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Further, the Quran relates, وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحُ غُضُوُّهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرٌ. that Allah had given him a throne which flew in air. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma relate that whenever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam sat on his throne, thousands of chairs would be placed around Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. First of all, those that held major positions from amongst a human being would sit right next to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Then those that held minor positions from amongst a human being would sit next to the seniors. Then those that held major positions from amongst the jinn would sit next to them. Then those that held minor positions from amongst the jinn would sit next to them. And the birds would fly above them and provide shelter and shade from the sun. Because Allah has subjected the air to him, because Allah has subjected the wind to him, the wind would carry them all wherever Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam wished to go. They would literally fly in the air. And the wind would complete a 2 month journey in one day. Hassan al-Basri rahimullah says that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam would leave Baytul Maqdis in the morning and he would spend his afternoon, he would take his siesta in Istakhar. The distance from between Baytul Maqdis and Istakhar, it would normally take 1 month to cover this distance on a fast horse. After having his meal in Istakhar, he would spend his night in Kabul. Yet again, the distance between Istakhar and Kabul, it would take normally 1 month to cover this distance. Yet Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam would cover this distance in one day. Further, the Quran relates, وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ أَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. Allah had made a fountain of molten copper flow for him. Those that know chemistry, in reality are solid. But yet, it would flow, molten copper would flow like water. Molding it, the jinns made huge pots in which food for the whole army was cooked and served. Further, the Quran relates, وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَمَنْ يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ عَنْ أَمْرِنَا نُزِغْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Because the jinn informed the people that they knew the knowledge of ghaib, that they knew the knowledge of unseen, Allah had subjected the wind to the jinn to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبُ وَتَمَاثِيلُ وَجِفَانٍ كَالْجِوَابُ وَقُدُورٍ رَاسِيَاتٍ. The jinn would make huge palaces for him, huge buildings. They would construct mansions for him. They even helped him to build Baytul Maqdis. They would make metal portraits which were not forbidden in Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam shar'iyya. وَالشَّيَاطِينَ كُلَّ بَنَّاءٍ وَغَوَّاصٍ. They would dive into the oceans and they would bring out pearls and they would present them to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَارِ. Many others were imprisoned and tied in chains because of their disobedience and because of their mischief. Other prophets were given other miracles. Though different prophets were given different miracles, the purpose behind the miracle was the same. The purpose of the miracle? To help the messengers in their work of da'wah. To assure the people that this person who is claiming to be a messenger of Allah, waqi'i, truly is a messenger of Allah. And the message that this person is conveying is not his message, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, but is the message of Allah. This message is the message of Allah. And that there is a supernatural power behind the miracle, and that power is the power of Allah. This was the purpose of all the miracles. Let me take you a step further. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, a master in every field, he relates, generally the miracles that were given to the prophets were in accordance with what was rife in society at that particular time. In Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's era, it was the era of hakims and doctors. Many breakthroughs had been made in the field of medicine. Thus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was given miracles in accordance with his era and what was right in society at that particular time. He was given such miracles which proved his superiority over them in their best field. The Quran relates, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهِيئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would take mud, he would make a figure of a bird, he would breathe inside it, the bird would become alive, and it would fly into the air. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَصَ. We live in the 20th century. We have made tremendous advances in the field of medicine. But yet, in spite of these advances, and in spite of it being the 20th century, we cannot cure the leper. And nor can we cure those that were born blind. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, with the permission of Allah, and with the will of Allah, would restore the eyesight of those that were born blind. And he would cure the leper. وَأُحْيَ الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. To the extent that the Quran says, he would even bring the dead to life. All with the will of Allah and with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dead would become alive, they would come out of their grave, they would speak with those that recognized them and those that knew them. Thereafter they would die and they would be buried in their graves again. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. He would inform the people of what they had eaten. He would tell each and every person that this is what you had in your meal. This is what you ate. And this is what you have stored for tomorrow. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's era was an era of magic, was an era of sorcery, and an era of tricks. Thus, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, as well as being given many other miracles, was given the miracle of the staff and the miracle of the glowing hand. When he threw it, فَإِذَنْ هِيَ سُؤْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. It would become a huge serpent. And when he picked it up, it would be a stick. So Ibn Kathir rahimullah says that generally the trend was that the prophets of Allah were given such miracles that the miracles that they were given were in accordance with what was right in society at that particular time. Following the same trend, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's era was the era of literacy, the era of eloquent speeches, and the era of poetry. Even a shepherd, when he spoke, he would rumble like thunder and strike like lightning, a shepherd. Such a command they had over their language that our girls of 5 and 6 can barely speak their language. Yet at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, girls of 5 and 6 could make poems which consisted of about 90 and 100 couplets. They would read like this. Such a command they had over their language that with pride they would exclaim, نَحْنُ الْعَرَبْ وَغَيْرُنَ الْعَجَمْ. That we are Arabs and the rest of the world is Ajam. The word Ajam meaning dumb, thus implying that the rest of the world is dumb. The rest of the world cannot speak. نَحْنُ الْعَرَبْ. It is only the Arabs that can speak. They would hang that poetry on the Kaaba, and the challenge was to the rest of the world. The book Al-Mu'allaqat was up to this very day, a book in poetry, Arabic literature. This book to this very day is taught in the madaris around the world. This book was written in gold and it was left hanging on the Kaaba, and the challenge was to the rest of the world that if you are men, then bring the answer to this book, Al-Mu'allaqat was up. Hariri was born in 446 Hijri, around 400 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 400 years after the Quran. Yet, Shakespeare, who is considered to be one of the best poets ever, his work would look silly in front of Hariri's work. Such was the status of his book, Maqamat, which also to this very day is taught in the madaris, that the ulama have said that this book is worthy and deserves to be written in gold. This was the status of his book, Maqamat al-Hariri. Such a command Hariri had over the Arabic language that it is said that Hariri could write stories and poems which could be read both ways in Arabic literature. Read the story this way, the normal way, and the story would read. Read the story from where it ends backwards, making your way to the beginning, the story would read. Read it the front way or read it backwards, the story would read exactly the same way. This is the command Hariri had over the Arabic language. He came 400 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 400 years after the Quran. How much of a command do you think the Arabs at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had over their language? It was in this environment that the Quran, the miracle of all miracles, was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this atmosphere. And I say the miracle of all miracles, because the Quran was a miracle yesterday, it is a miracle today, and the Quran will remain a miracle till the day of judgment. Yes, the hand and the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was a miracle. But this miracle appeared with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. It ended with Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Yes, the curing of the blind and the leper were miracles of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. These miracles appeared with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. These miracles ended with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The flying of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam's throne was a miracle of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. But this miracle appeared with Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman left this world. The miracle left this world. The taking out a she camel from a stone was a miracle of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam living in the stomach of a fish was a miracle of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam breaking iron was a miracle of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. These miracles appeared with their prophets. Their prophets left the world. These miracles left the world. The Quran was a miracle yesterday. It was revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left the world. The Quran did not leave the world. The Quran is a miracle today, and it will remain a miracle till the end of time. 1400 years ago, the Quran challenged the people. The Quran said, قُلْ لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنِ وَالْجِنِ أَلَا إِنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. O people, if you do not believe that the Quran is the book of Allah, if you believe that the Quran is the work of man, if you believe that Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote the Quran with his very own hands, you are also men. You claim literary ability, you claim versatility. Bring a book like the Quran. The challenge is open to all of you. The challenge is to the whole of mankind. If you cannot write a book like the Quran on an individual basis, take help from one another. Ask for help. All of you get together, hold meetings, ask the jinn for their help. The jinn have powers. Ask them for their help. The challenge is open to the whole of mankind. The men, the jinn, all of you get together. Bring a book, one book, just like the Quran. The creation comes down. The challenge is made easier. Allah says, Fatu, the actually if you cannot come with a book like a Quran, if you cannot come with one full book, then come with 10 surahs like the Quran. Yet again, the creator comes down. The challenge is made easy. Allah says, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. If you cannot bring 10 surahs like the Quran, I have made the challenge easy for you. Never mind 10 surahs, never mind 5 surahs. Bring one surah like the Quran, no matter how long the surah is. As long as that one surah consists of 3 verses, just bring 3 verses. The whole of the mankind, all human beings, all jinn, get together, just bring 3 verses of the Quran. This was the challenge 1400 years ago. The challenge remains today, and the challenge will remain till the end of time. I ask my brothers, do you think the people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not take up the challenge? The people did not pay much attention to the challenge? When history itself testifies that wherever our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, the kuffar, fearing that people will become inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People may say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The kuffar always sent one kafir behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, this kafir followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say to the people, oh people, do not listen to this man. He is majnoon. He is insane. He does not know what he is on about. He has lost his head. Do not listen to him. History testifies that many a time they tried to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. History testifies many a time they tried to bribe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran has now come. It is challenging the whole of mankind. The Quran is having a strange effect on their people. Even their leaders are losing their senses. Even their leaders are losing their hands. Walid ibn Mughira is said to bribe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is one of the leaders of the kuffar. He is one of the noble men of the kuffar. He is one of the respectable men of the kuffar. He comes comes to Rasulullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran, the beautiful words of the Quran enter Walid ibn Mughira's ears, the charm of the Quran enters Walid ibn Mughira's ears. My brother, Walid ibn Mughira, he is becoming inclined towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is becoming inclined towards the Nabi of Islam, he is becoming inclined towards the Book of Islam. Abu Jahl is with him. Abu Jahl fears that Walid ibn Mughira may embrace Islam. Walid ibn Mughira may say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It cannot happen because Walid ibn Mughira is a respectable man within the Kuffar. If Walid ibn Mughira embraces Islam, the Kuffar will embrace Islam. Abu Jahl begins to criticize Walid ibn Mughira, he begins to rebuke Walid ibn Mughira, he begins to tell Walid ibn Mughira, but it is like as if the Quran has hypnotized Walid ibn Mughira. The words on his lips are, his heart is full of kufr, but the words on his lips are, I know those, I am a poet, nobody knows poetry better than me. This Quran is not poetry. Why? Inna lahu la halawa, wa inna alayhi la talawa, wa inna a'lahu la musmir, wa inna asfalahu la mughdik, wa innahu la ya'lu, wa la yu'la alayhi, inna lahu la halawa. The Quran has a sweetness which is equal to Nar-Uda. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَسَلَاوَةً. It has a charm which is equal to none other. It is fruitful, it is beneficial, it is luxurious. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَعْلُوا وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. The Quran comes, it overtakes the person, it overtakes the heart. It is not overtaken. وَاللَّهِ مَا يُفُولُ هَذَا بَصَر. I swear by Allah, this cannot be the work of a human being. I swear by Allah, this is not the work of man. Uthman bin Abi Rabia, he is the reciter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is also a leader from amongst the kuffar. His heart is full of kufr. But what are the words on his lips? He says, وَاللَّهِ by Allah, I swear by Allah, I have never heard something like this. Wallahi, it is not poetry. Wallahi, it is not soothsaying. It is the 6th year after Nabuwa, the Quraysh are going to ask for the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar volunteers, I will take care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has a sword in his hand. He is making his way towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nu'im ibn Abdullah meets him. Nu'im says, oh Umar, never mind Rasulullah. Allah, go take care of your own family first. Your sister has embraced Islam. Your brother-in-law has embraced Islam. Umar is furious. He cannot believe it. He changed direction. He makes his way towards his sister's house. He makes his way towards his brother-in-law's house. They are reciting the glorious Quran. Umar barges in. He enters. He begins to beat his brother-in-law. He begins to beat his sister. They are both covered with blood. His sister is covered with blood. Blood is literally flowing from her body. My brothers, who is she? She is the sister of Umar. She is no ordinary woman. She says, oh Umar, it's Umar, do as you please. Kill us. We are not going to leave the Quran. We are not going to leave the Nabi of Islam. We are not going to leave Islam. His eyes fall on the pieces of the Quran. His eyes fall on the pages of the Quran. The Quran is open. It is Surah Taha. It is recited unto him. Taha ma anzalna alaykum Quran litashqa illa tazkiratan liman yakhsha tanzeelan mimman khalaq al-ard wa as-samawati al-ula ar-rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. Every word is inspiring Umar. Every word is melting as in Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu zahar. He cannot take it. He cannot tolerate it. The Quran is recited. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi istawa. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ardi wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta as-sara. He cannot bear it. He cannot tolerate the word inni ana Allah. That I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana fa'budni. There is no God worthy worship for I. So worship me. These words are recited. He cannot tolerate it. Take me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and testifies. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. I testify there is no God worthy in worship, and I testify verily Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and he is the true messenger of Allah. He left his house in the morning. He was going to make sure that Nabi of Islam remains no more. He was making his way towards the fire of hell. As if he killed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have gone to the fire of hell. The Quran came in between. He returned in the evening with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Abu Dhar, when he hears the recital of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shouts La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So Fayl Dosi has come. He has been informed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad is claiming prophethood. He comes, he wants to listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation. His intentions are to take out the faults of the Quran. His intentions are to take out the mistakes of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting the Quran. He is listening carefully. He is waiting for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make a mistake. He is waiting to take out the fault of the Quran. But he utters La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Jubair ibn Muslim, he comes to Medina al-Munawwara, his intention to free those kuffar that were taken as prisoners in the Battle of Badr. This is his intention. My brothers, he comes, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in salah, he is reciting وَالطُّور وَكِتَابٍ مَكْتُور فِي رَقٍ مَنْشُور وَالْبَيْتِ الْمَعْمُور وَالسَّكْفِ الْمَرْفُور. Jubair ibn Mutim says, every time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a verse of the Quran, it was like my heart was going to come out of my body. I could not tolerate it. The Quran is being recited. Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi'. He could not bear it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. My brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a place called Batn Nakhla. It is time for tahajjud. He wakes up for tahajjud. He engages himself in tahajjud. He begins to recite the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites the Quran in such a beautiful voice, in such a beautiful and pleasant style that a group of jinn listening, inna samina Quran and ajaba. Verily, we have heard a wonderful recital. Utta la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The Quran was pulling each and every one of them in their magnetic field. The Quran was taking their wives, it was taking their children, it was taking their slaves. Their families were leaving them, their wives were leaving them and embracing Islam. Their children were leaving them and embracing Islam. Their slaves were leaving them and they were embracing Islam. History testifies that the kuffar were ready to sacrifice their lives to obliterate Islam. Here the Quran has come with a challenge. It has come with an easy solution. The Quran is saying, give me three verses, just come with three verses and Nabi sallallahu, and you will not need to sacrifice your life. You will not need to kill Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will not need to kill the Muslims. The Muslims will not give you difficulty. The Muslims will not put you into difficulty. Come with just three voices. In spite of being gifted with spontaneous eloquence, nobody was able to take the challenge of the Quran, and nobody will be able to take the challenge of the Quran. As the Quran was a miracle yesterday, the Quran is a miracle today, and the Quran will remain a miracle till the day of judgment. This is the miracle of the Quran. Musaylimah al-Kazzab, he claimed prophethood a short period before our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. Musaylimah al-Kazzab, his followers persuaded him to challenge the Quran. After a lot of time and effort, I was behind it. Copying Surah Al-Fil, he came up with Al-Fil wa Mal-Fil wa ma adraka Mal-Fil lahu zambu wabil wa khurtum tawil. This is the best he could come up with. Meaning, an elephant. And what do you know what an elephant is? It has a short tail and a long trunk. This was his Quran. This was his challenge. This was his Surah. Even his blind followers, though they accepted his Nabuwah, they begin to criticize him and curse him for what he calls the challenge of the Quran. Ibn Muqanna, a master in Arabic literature, in Arabism, poetry, gifted with spontaneous eloquence, persuaded by his friends, after heavily praising him, his friends persuaded him to take up the challenge of the Quran. They gave him 1 year expenditure. He isolated himself. After 6 months, they paid a visit and asked to see what he had produced so far. There was a heap of torn papers lying beside him. He points in regret and shame that this is the best I could do. Ibn al-Jawzi relates in Al-Wafa that Abu Muhammad Muslim Nahwi was once given a lecture on the miracle of the Quran. He was given a talk on the miracle of the Quran. A sheikh who was a master in ilm al-balagha and fasaha, in Arabic literature, was also present. He exclaimed with pride and aggression that was the Quran got that the poets are not able to produce? This is what he remarked, this is what he said. He took pen and paper, went to his room, promising that after 3 days, he will bring something similar to the Quran. 3 days. 3 days passed, and he did not return. When paid a visit, they found that he was no more. His hand had dried on top of the pen. Never mind challenging the Quran, he could not even pick up the pen because his pen had dried. This was the price of aggression and pride. The Quran, nobody has lived to its challenge, and nobody will live up to its challenge. The Quran is exactly as it was revealed 1400 years ago, though many attempts have been made by the kuffar to alter the Quran. Many attempts, at this very moment in time, and it's history. Yahya bin Aksum narrates that the king Mamun Rashid would hold many gatherings in which religious masail, religious problems were discussed and solved. In one of the meetings, everybody was given permission to come and participate in these gatherings to solve the religious masail. It was open to all Muslims and non-Muslims alike. In one of the gatherings, a very smartly dressed Jew for a change, a very intelligent Jew came. فَتَكَلَّمْ فَأَحْسَنَ الْكَلَامُ وَالْعِبَارَةِ When he spoke, he spoke very eloquently. Mamun Rashid, impressed with his speech, gave him da'wah. أَسْلِمْ حَتَّى أَفْعَلَ بِكُ أَسْلِمْ Embrace Islam and we will treat you well. We can do with people like yourself. But he refused. دِينِ وَدِينَ آبَائِ I cannot leave my religion and the religion of my forefathers. He returned. Next year, this Jew came again to the very same meeting, but this time not as a Jew. He'd embraced Islam. And he spoke on matters pertaining to fiqh. Mamun Rashid asked, مَا كَانَ سَبَبُ إِسْلَامِكْ Last year you were a Jew. I asked you to embrace Islam, but you refused. And this year you have come as a Muslim. Tell me what made you embrace Islam. He replied that after last year's meeting, فَأَحْبَبْتُ أَنْ أَمْتَهِنْ هَذِي الْأَدْيَانِ I decided to test all these religions. Because he was a very good writer, he made three copies of the Torah. He wrote three copies by himself. Three of the Bible and three of the Quran. He says, after I had written these copies, I made alterations. I added many things on my own behalf and I omitted many things. After I had done this, I took the three copies of the Torah to the synagogue and presented them to the rabbis. The rabbis were very happy. After having read the book, they treated me well and respected and honored me and paid me well. They purchased the Torah. I took the three copies of the Bible to the church and I gave them to the priest. The priest, like the rabbis, paid me well. They took the Bibles and gave me a good price. He says, when I took the three copies of the Quran to the masjid, and when the shuyukh read the Quran, they threw the Quran away. This is not the Quran that was revealed to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you bring the Quran that was revealed to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will purchase it. He says, because of this, knowing that the Quran is the only book that it is exactly as it was revealed, I embrace Islam. This is the miracle of the Quran. That the Quran, in spite 1400 years have passed, the Quran is exactly every word, every letter, is exactly as it was revealed to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet to this very day, the kuffar are trying their utmost best to alterate the Quran. But this is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will remain as it was revealed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ نَحْنُ نَزَلْنَا ذِكْرْ وَإِنَّ لَوْ لَحَافِظُونَ And today we Muslims have threw the Quran away. We believe in secularism. Leave the Quran. The Quran is old. It has all things. Let us follow the West. Success lies in following the ways of the West. Whether we say it with our mouth is irrespective. Because our deeds are clearly saying it. We talk like the kuffar. We walk like the kuffar. We dress like the kuffar. We do not follow the Quran in any respect. It seems very foolish because the Quran is the solution to every problem. The Quran itself says, وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ حُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ That we have nothing inside the book. The solution to every religious problem is in the Quran, and the solution to many non-religious problems are also in the Quran. Look at Maimuna bint Shakul al-Baghdadiya, a very pious woman of her time. Ibn al-Jawzi narrates that she said, "Ka'azana jarun lana," that one of our neighbors would always give me taklif, always put me into difficulty, always give me ila. She says, "Fasallaytu rakatayn," I prayed two rakat nafl, And knowing that the Quran is the solution to all problems, I turn to the Quran. She says, فَقَرَأْتُ مِنْ فَاتِحَةِ كُلِّ سُورَةٍ آيَةً حَتَّى خَتَمْتُ الْقُرْآنِ. I opened the Quran and I recited only the first verse of every surah. 114 surah, that means she recited 114 verses. Only the first verse of every Quran, of every surah, and she did this till she finished the Quran. She prayed to Allah, اللهم اكفنا أمره, oh Allah, take care of my neighbor. She says, that very night, my neighbor woke up. He slipped, he fell, he slipped, he died. That very night. Hassan relates that our house, one of the four walls of the house, there was a hole in one of the four walls, main walls of the house. Thus, that particular wall had become weak and was on the verge of collapsing. She says, my mother, on seeing this wall, that it was on the verge of collapsing, did not turn to sand and cement and the plumber to rebuild that particular wall. She said, حَافِ رُكَةً وَدَوَاتًا. Give me a pen and paper. فَكَتَبَتْ مِنْ فِي الرُكَةً شَيْئًا. She wrote something on the paper and said to me, دَعُوا فِي سَخْبٍ مِنْ. Put it inside the hole. I put it inside the hole. It says, for 20 years, that wall did not fall. Though before I put this paper in, that wall was on the verge of collapsing. 20 years, that wall remained as it was. He says, فَلَمَّا مَاتَتْ ذَكَرْتُ ذَلِكَ الْكِرْفَاسِ. After she died, one day, looking at the four walls of the house, I remembered that I had put that paper in that particular hole. He says, that I went to that wall, I took out the paper. As soon as I took out the paper, فَوَقَ الْحَيْدِ, the wall fell. I looked inside the paper and I saw that my mother had written the verse of the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُورَ, that Allah holds the heavens and the earth, lest they move from their places. يَا مُمْسِكَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَمْسِكُ, the one who holds the heavens and the earth, lest they move from their places. Oh Allah, hold this wall, lest it move from its place. 20 years that wall did not fall because of the verse of the Quran. As soon as the verse of the Quran was taken out, the wall fell. The Quran is the solution to every problem. Suffering from a headache, suffering from any other illness, turn to the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Surah Al-Fatiha is the cure for every illness. It is the guarantee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, Ba'athana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sariyati 30 raakib, fanazalna ala qawmin min al-arab, fasa'allahum an yazayifuna fa'abaw. That a group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an majma'een went on for a journey. They happened to pass by a tribe of Arabs. As it was the custom of the time, they, feeling very hungry, they asked for hospitality. But they refused. It so happened that the chief of the tribe had been bitten by a scorpion and was on the verge of dying. They tried every medicine, but he was not being cured. There was no cure. They say that the tribe turned towards and asked, is there anybody from amongst you who can make dam? We replied in the affirmative. But we said, we are not going to make them till you give us something to eat. The tribe agreed to give them 30 goats. One of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, very simply, recited Surah Al-Fatiha. 7 times he recited Surah Al-Fatiha and he made them, and the chief of the tribe was cured. Yet he was bitten by a scorpion. It was poison that was inside his body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatiha is the cure to every illness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be wrong. That is different, that our iman is weak and we recite the Surah Al-Fatiha believing that it's not going to cure. That is a different thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be cured, you will be cured. You have an appointment in the morning, you find it difficult to wake up. The Quran is a solution. Read the last 3 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي إِلَىٰ آخِرِ السُّورَةِ. Think of the time that you wish to get up, and inshallah it is a guarantee that you will get up next morning. On the motorway, lost your way, turn Surah Yasin, you will find your way. Guests have arrived all of a sudden. You fear that the food will not be sufficient. Hadith says, turn to Surah Yasin, the food will suffice them. You're a businessman. You could do with a few extra pounds. It is narrated, read Surah Al-Waqiyah, and you will see the few extra pounds. You will see the barakah in your business. The Quran is the solution to all problems, yet we have thrown the Quran away. And without a doubt in my mind, it is because of this that we are being humiliated by the kuffar time after time. How true our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَخْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِآخَرِينَ. That Allah raises many people by the means of this book. Allah elevates many people. He gives many people respect and honor in both worlds, in this and the next, by the means of this book. وَيَضَعُ بِآخَرِينَ. Allah degrades many others by the means of this book. Our Salaf, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, fulfilled the rights of the Quran. The Quran raised them. The Quran elevated them. From the Bedouins of Arabia, they became the shining stars and imams of the world. And today, we do not fulfill the rights of the Quran. We neglect the Quran. And today, we have become the slaves of the kuffar. Before I finish, the Quran has two main rights. The first right of the Quran is that it be recited and recited daily. At one time, there were people from amongst this very ummah that would recite the whole Quran on a daily basis. The whole Quran on a daily basis. Narrated, فَكَدْ كَانَ يُحْيِي اللَّيْلَ بِرَكْأَةٍ يَجْمُعُ فِيهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, in just one rak'ah of the witr prayer, would recite the entire Quran. Ibn al-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an, would recite the whole Quran on a daily basis. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimullah would recite the Quran once a day in months other than Ramadan. And when it came to the blessed month of Ramadan, he would recite the whole Quran twice a day. Sulaym bin Aksam will recite the whole Quran three times a day. These were our elders. These were our forefathers. These were the Salaf. And today, never mind once in 10 years, many of us find it difficult to finish the Quran once in a lifetime. Many of us, after we have finished the maktab and the madrasa, many of us leave this world without having finished the Quran. What? Why? What is our mentality? What do we believe? We believe by purchasing the Quran, then covering the Quran with a beautiful ghilaf, then putting the sacred book on the top shelf of some cupboard, we have fulfilled the right of the Quran. This is what we believe. This is our mentality. Yet the great Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah says that the Quran should be at least completed fully twice a year. This is the first right of the Quran, that we recite the Quran and recite the Quran on a daily basis and recite the Quran correctly with tajweed and tartib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اقرأوا القرآن بلحون الأرض وأصواتها. The Quran itself commands, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, that recite the Quran in a very pleasant style with tartib and with tajweed. Unfortunately, out of the handful of people that recite the Quran on a daily basis, the majority do not recite the Quran with tajweed. It is wajib to recite the Quran with tajweed. Thus, one who does not recite the Quran with tajweed is committing a sin. Especially our elders do not recite the Quran correctly. All due respect to my elders, but when the matter is brought to their attention, the reply being a very common one, only when it comes to the matters of deen, that I have become old and weak, I cannot do it. Our youngsters are no exception. When you hear our youngsters talking about the matters of deen, talking about the Messiah, they will talk about the Messiah which are above the sky. Their talk will shatter the mountains, yet when it comes to the basics of deen, they are not bothered. They will recite the Quran as they please, without tajweed. Though what is the Quran saying itself? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ. That we have made the Quran easy to remember, then is there any of you that will remember it? Shaykh Qasim al-Nawtawi rahimahullah memorized the whole Quran in 1 month of Ramadan. The whole Quran. In the olden days, journeying by ship would take months. A journey to Makkah from Karachi to Jeddah would normally take 5 to 6 months. Shaykh Qasim al-Nawtawi rahimahullah says that in my first journey to Hajj, we set off in the month of Sha'ban. Ramadan came with its blessings and we performed Taraweeh on the ship. On the first night of Taraweeh, the Imam recited the last 10 surahs. Alam tara kayfa tawanna. Surprised, I asked why he did this. I was informed that there is no hafiz on board. He says, from that day I made firm intention that I was going to memorize the Quran. Shaykh Qasim Nanutwi rahimullah, every day would memorize one juz, one para of the Quran. And the para that he had memorized in the evening, he would recite it in Salatul Tarawih. Thus Shaykh Qasim Nanutwi rahimullah memorized the whole Quran in just 1 month. He is not a special case. Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madni rahimahullah memorized 2/3 of the Quran, 2/3 in 1 month of Ramadan, whilst in prison, and whatever he had memorized, he would recite it in Salatul Tarawih. At that particular time, Shaykh Al-Arab wal-Ajam, Shaykh Hussain Ahmad Madni rahimahullah, was around 70 to 75 years old. 70 to 75 years old, he has memorized 2/3 of the Quran. When the Quran itself is saying, وَلَقَدْ يَصَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ, the Creator is saying that the Quran is easy to memorize. And you and I know to memorize the Quran in comparison with reciting the Quran with your eyes, with tajweed, memorizing the Quran is a lot more difficult. When the Creator is saying himself that the Quran is easy to memorize, then how can we say that the Quran is difficult to recite looking inside with tajweed? This is the first right of the Quran. The second right of the Quran, that whatever we recite, we act upon. We try our utmost best to bring the teachings of the Quran in every aspect of our daily life. Look at our elders. Our elders acted upon the Quran, they became the stars. Look at the great Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. Uyayna ibn Hisn comes to visit his nephew. He comes to Madinatul Munawwara. He stays with his nephew. His nephew, كان من النفر الذين يدنيهم عمر. He was from amongst the Qurra, those that were very close to Umar. He says to his nephew, يا ابن أخي لك وجه عند هذا الأمير فاستأذن لي. You are very close to the commander of the faithful. You are very close to the Amir al-Mu'mineen. I want to see Amir al-Mu'mineen personally. Ask permission. He asks permission. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu grants him permission. He enters. He says to Umar, يا ابن الخطاب, O Umar ibn al-Khattab, إنك لا تؤتين الجزر ولا تحكم بيننا بالعدل. You do not give us what is due to us. You do not rule with justice. He is speaking with the Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is speaking with the commander of the faithful. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's justice is well known throughout the Islamic world. All the Muslims know that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is just. This man, Uyayna, he has spoken out of the line. He has accused Umar ibn al-Khattab. He has accused the Amir al-Mu'mineen of something what the Amir al-Mu'mineen is not guilty of. It is the right of Umar to punish him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is on the verge of punishing Uyayna. Uyayna's nephew recites the verse of the Quran. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, khudh al-afwa wa'amr bil-urfi wa'arid anil jahileen. Show forgiveness, enjoin what is good, and turn away what is foolish. Turn away from the ignorant. As soon as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears this verse of the Quran, kana wakafir inda kitabillahi, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu forgives Uyayna. At the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, women began to ask for a lot of dowry. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu climbed on the minbar, addressed the people, Ala la tughalu fi sadaqin nisa, or people, do not make any increment in the women's dowry. If I am informed that somebody has fixed a dowry more than the dowry Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his wife, if I am informed that somebody has actually given more money in dowry than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to his wife, then Umar ibn al-Khattab will take the extra amount, and he will put this extra amount into the Bayt al-Mal. He will put this extra amount in the public treasury. It was a huge audience. People are there. The Muslims have all gathered. A woman stands up from amongst the audience. She says, Ya ibn al-Khattab, O Umar ibn al-Khattab, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you forbade the people to give more dowry than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to his wife. The Quran is saying, وَأَعْتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ كِنْتَارًا فَلَا تَخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيَّةً. The Quran is implying that it is permissible to give as much dowry as you please. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized that what he has done in front of the whole audience, he is the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he announces, أصابت الأجوز وأخطأ أمر. The Umar has made a mistake and the old woman has spoken the truth. All of you are more knowledgeable than Umar. This is what the Quran is asking from you and I, that we try our utmost best to bring the teachings of the Quran in every aspect of our daily life. Whoever acts upon the Quran, whoever fulfills the two rites of the Quran, recites the Quran on a daily basis, acts upon the Quran, Allah will give him a status in this world which is equal to none other. Allah will give him respect in this world. Allah will give him honor in this world. And Allah will give him respect and honor in the hereafter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the Quran itself will intercede. On the day of judgment, the Quran will come to Allah, and the Quran will say, Ya Rabbi, inna abdaka hadha kana harisan ala an yattabi'ani wa ya'mal bih. This servant of yours in dunya, he used to recite the Quran. In dunya, he tried his almost best to act upon every verse of the Quran. He tried his almost best to bring the teachings of the Quran in his life. Today he has come to you. It is the day of judgment. The Creator will be angry like never before. The Quran will say, فَآتِ أَجْرَهُ وَاللَّهُ Give him his reward. He is waiting for his reward. فَيُفْسَحُ لَّتَ الْكَرَامَةُ وَيَتَوَّجْ بِتَوَجَ الْوَكَارِ My brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will be given a crown of honor to wear. He will be given clothes of honor to wear. He will be given a crown and robe of honor to wear. Allah will say to the Quran, هَلْ رَزِيتَ لِعَبْدِ هَذَا مَا عَتَيْتُهُ O Quran, are you satisfied? Are you happy with what I have given to my servant? The Quran will refuse, O Allah, I am not happy. Give him more. Allah will give him more. Allah will give him the ni'mas. Allah will give him the certificate of Jannah. Allah will turn again to the Quran. Are you happy now with what I have given my servant? The Quran will reply in the affirmative. Oh Allah, now I am happy with what you have given to my servant. And finally, because brothers have memorized the Quran today, we should all invest in our children. We should work with our children and we should encourage our children to memorize the Quran. As the reward of memorizing the Quran is equal to none other. The fruit that one will receive on the day of judgment for his child memorizing the Quran and acting upon the Quran is equal to none other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أُلْبِسَ وَالِدَاهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَاجًا مِّن نُورٍ دَوْءُهُ مِثْلُ دَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ That his parents will be given a crown to wear on the day of judgment made out of noor, and the light of this Quran will excel the light of the sun. How happy do you think the parents are feeling now? The parents of those children that have memorized and finished memorizing the Quran today, how happy do you think these parents, his parents feel now? How happy do you think his parents feel when they are congratulated? When a normal person congratulates, the feeling is different. When a friend congratulates, the feeling is different. When a family member congratulates, the feeling is different. When alim congratulates, the feeling is different. Wallahi, the feeling is equal to none other. If his parents are feeling this feeling which is equal to none other today, though there are only a few hundred people, this is a very minor ceremony compared to what lies in the hereafter. The ceremony, the whole of mankind will be there. From the beginning till the end of time, the whole of mankind will be there. Every prophet from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there. It will not be you congratulating the parents. It will not be an alim congratulating the parents. It will not be a nabi congratulating the parents. It will not be a wali congratulating the parents. It will be Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He will congratulate the parents. The whole of mankind will be there. Their names will be called. Oh Abdullah, come forward. He will come forward. Allah, the creator, will place a crown on their heads and the crown will light up the plane of resurrection. The crown will light up the plane of resurrection and everybody will watch it. Who are these people? Why have they received such blessings? If this is what they will receive on the plane of resurrection, the very same plane where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, that today we are afraid, we do not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do with us. If his parents are receiving these blessings on the plane of resurrection, then tell me, what do you think they will be receiving in Jannah? If this is the honor and respect Allah will give to them in the plane of resurrection in front of the whole of mankind, then what do you think lies for them in Jannah? On top of this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, after the crown of noor, فَيُكْسَى حُلَّتَيْنِ لَا يَكُومُ لَهُمُ الدُّنْيَا They will be given clothes to wear, which will be more valuable than the world and everything within it. And they will ask Allah for يُقُولَانْ بِمَا قُسِينَ هَذَا Oh Allah, why are we being given these ni'mas? It will be said, بِأَخْذِ وَلَدِكُمَ الْقُرْآنِ You invested in your child in dunya. You worked with your child in dunya. You encouraged your child to memorize the Quran. Your child memorized the Quran. Your child acted upon the Quran. And it is because of this you are being honored. And it is because of this you are being respected in front of the whole of mankind. On top of this, وَشَفْعَةٌ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ كُلٌّ كَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُ النَّارِ 10 such members from his family for whom Jahannam has become wajib because of their sins. Jahannam has become wajib because of their sins. 10 such people, this Hafiz will intercede. Because of this Hafiz intercession, Allah from Jahannam will give him the certificate of Jannah. Go, you can go into Jannah because of this Hafiz. 10 such people from his family. Tell me which investment, the fruit of which investment is equal to this. His family goes in Jannah, 10 such members of his family because of him going to Jannah, and it will be said to him, اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تكرهها. Recite the Quran, keep on reciting the Quran and keep on ascending to the different stories of Jannah. Recite the Quran like you did in dunya with tartil, with tajweed. Recite the Quran in a pleasant style. Your final abode will be when you reach, when you recite the final verse of the Quran. He will recite a verse, he will ascend the story, he will recite another verse, he will ascend the story, he will keep on ascending to the different stages of Jannah, because in one hadith the stories of Jannah are equal to the verses of the Quran. When he finishes the last verse, he will be on the highest level in Jannah, and this is the reward his hafiz will receive. Which reward is equal to this? How lucky and fortunate the parents are of these two children that have memorized the Quran today. And I begin by congratulating these parents, these two brothers that have finished memorizing the Quran today. Mawlana Zubair Sahib, who has put effort and time behind these children, and the masjid for providing such a facility. Inshallah, we will all see the reward of this in the hereafter.
Inshallah.
Allah give me the tawfiq to act upon what I have said. Allah give you the tawfiq to act upon what I have said. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.